I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes, they are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York.
Be ready, be ready for y'all. Be ready, be ready, be ready for ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cugins and cuginas, you hear that music and you know what time it is. It's time for the Mad Online Sports Podcast, hosted by yours truly, your cugine, Nicholas the Jet Madaloni. I'm happy to be back. I'm excited to be back. Football season is back. The summer is over. The Yankees are going to go to the World Series. I mean, we'll get to that later. They will be in the World Series. I'm happy to be back. There's a lot of things to get to, a lot of storylines. Andrew Luck retired. Antonio Brown is on crack cocaine. The New York Yankees are going to go to the World Series. I don't know if I mentioned that already, but I'm happy to be back. It also sucks, though, that football season's back. Summer's over. If you're in school, you're going back to school. If you don't work during the summer, now you're going back to work. He's two cats, blah, blah, blah. We're back. We're going to get to all of the NFL today and what I expect to happen this season. 99% of it will probably be wrong, but this is why you go on record in case some of the things I say are correct. So yeah, this show's probably going to run for about a half hour today. Nothing crazy, and we're going to get to everything, and I'm fucking amped up to be here. I feel like, I don't know, inject something into my veins, give me some smelling salts, I'm ready to run through a fucking wall right now, so we're going to get right to it. So starting off with the most boring sport in the country that I have been getting back into, with baseball, the MLB, the Yankees are going to end up winning 105 games on a dot. They're going to win 105 games. That means they win the division easily. You're going to see them in the World Series this year. And if you don't, if they're not in the World Series this year, I don't want to hear ever fucking again until it happens that they're going to World Series this year. Next year, the year after, whatever the fuck it is. If it's not this year, it's just not going to happen anytime soon. Last year, we thought they were going to be there. We get smacked around by those schmucks up in Boston. The year before, in the middle of rebuild, we all excited. Oh, yeah, we got the lead on the Astros. Nope, keys to cats. Ugats. Didn't happen. Came so close. No cigar. This year, the Yankees have to make the World Series. It's almost absurd to say that, but for an organization such as themselves, the last time you made a World Series was 2009 when you won it against the Philadelphia Phillies. As I look at the plaque in my room of all the scores from that series, this is the year you have to make it. I mean, besides the Astros and the AL, nobody should really scare you. And you know what? If you have home field advantage over the Astros, if you have home field advantage throughout the entirety of the MLB postseason, you do not need to win a single road game to win the whole goddamn thing. It just doesn't need to happen. You're going to play more home games than the other team. If you win your games at home, then it does not matter. You win the World Series. That's it. They play good on the road. They play even better at home. Everybody likes to say, oh, yeah, well, you know what? Dodgers gonna win. Dodgers should beat them. I'm not so sure about that. The Dodgers pitching staff has been on the downswing, while the Yankees pitching staff has been on the upswing. James Paxton with like 13 strikeouts the other day. I don't know who. I don't know how many it ended up being. Okay, against who it was. You strike out 13 players in the MLB, you're doing something right. Masahiro Tanaka, Asian persuasion, the boy. He shows up big in the postseason. Then you throw in somebody. You gotta hope Severino comes back and is himself. If he's not himself, J-Hap. I mean, I don't know. You don't want to see CC out there. I'd like to see them turn CC into like a middle reliever if this guy even throws a baseball again. I know he just got hurt. Out of the NL, who I think will be playing the Yankees. Because it's gonna end up being Yankees-Astros in the ALCS. In the NL, I know a lot of people aren't going to like this because they choke every year. But man, if the Nationals make it out of a wild card game with their pitching staff and their batters and their batting lineup, they're going to be a tough out. I know Atlanta's there. You're going to have St. Louis, who's hot. Chicago's going to be playing in a wild card game against the Nationals, and obviously the Dodgers. But out of all those teams, I like the Washington Nationals to compete with Dodgers to the highest level. That's why I'm going to have the Dodgers over the Washington Nationals in the NLCS. And then, Minky, what a haymaker. The MLB is going to cream their pants. Yankees-Dodgers World Series. Are you kidding me? And the Yankees win it. And then we go to the parade in New York. New York, as they say in Italy. That's where the parade's going to be. In Manhattan. Canyon of Heroes. Inject it into my veins. The New York Yankees are going to win the 2019 World Series. Now, getting to the most popular sport in the country. And everybody's favorite sport. And something a lot more entertaining, as you can hear the upswing in my voice. The NFL. Start off, Andrew Luck. Let me just say something real quick. I've seen a lot of retards with Twitter fingers talking about, oh, what a pussy, what a bitch, how do you retire, you're making all that money, blah, blah, blah. That was my instant reaction too, but I didn't put that anywhere, you know. I was like, man, like, how do you leave $60 million on the table? Like, what's wrong with you? How do you do that? And then you look at it from the human aspect side of things. This guy has a family. He has a wife. He's got two kids. He has enough money for himself, his family, his kids' kids. He has plenty of money. The money is not what it's about. You know what it's about? He wants to be able to wake up 30 years from now and not have to crawl out of bed. You know, I was reading stories that he was pissing blood during the season, getting up in the middle of the night, like crying to his wife when they had home games. And he wasn't on the road. That's what this is about. You know, your number one priority should always be yourself. You do not owe anybody anything. You do not owe fans anything. I understand cold season ticket, they pay a lot of money. These people pay a lot of money to see you. You know what? I have season tickets too. And if somebody on my team retired because they were taking a beating for 4 years, I would have nothing but the utmost respect for them and their family. So, I just wanted to get that out of the way, that if you're bashing Andrew Luck for retiring, you're a moron. I don't care who you are. Shout out Lorenzo Pisano, just actually bashing him. Unbelievable. Oh, how's he retired? Blah, blah, blah. $60 million. You know what, Lorenzo? You have to crawl out of bed. You piss blood for 4 years to take a beating. You let me know how it is. And you say, oh, yes, I get $60 million, I'm passing down. He has way more than that he's already earned. All right, this is about himself, his family. Nobody cares about fantasy and all that bullshit when you're in the NFL and you're actually putting your body and your life and your well-being on the line. So that's that with Andrew Luck. Number two that I'm going to get to, Antonio Brown. Complete different take on this. Antonio Brown is a moron. He's a buffoon. This is a guy who's not injured. Well, he might have taken one too many hits to the head, because let me tell you, this guy just spits out fucking trash from his mouth. I don't really understand it. You go after your general manager, like, physically threatening him in front of 53 other guys and the rest of the coaching staff, when you know that all you have to do is get suspended by your team once, and then you lose out on $30 million because they got to cut your ass because they don't really give a fuck about you. They care about using you to win football games, and that's how you go about things. You're an idiot. And all you do is go on social media. Stay, I don't understand these guys. Stay off social media. Unless you can use it correctly and use it as a platform, stay off of social media. Shout out to LeBron James. Use his social media correctly. Whether you agree, disagree with anything that he says, whether you support him or don't support him, I really don't give a shit. Guy like LeBron James uses his platform correctly. And a lot of guys don't do that. A lot of guys are afraid to speak out because they see what happened with Colin Kaepernick. And I'm not talking about that at all. That's over and done with. The guy's irrelevant. I don't care how much money he makes or has in his bank account. He's irrelevant. So, Antonio Brown, a moron. Andrew Luck, guy went to Stanford. Smart guy. He's a genius. Genius in terms of putting himself before everybody else. And that's a mentality a lot more people in this country need. Now, to the actual product on the field for the NFL, which is what I really only care about. All this off-the-field bullshit, whatever, it's just drama. It's like a Kim Kardashian scripted type show. Anyways, this year, I'm going to start off by saying this. I think the Chicago Bears are going to be a lot worse. I think the New Orleans Saints are going to be a lot worse. I think the Minnesota Vikings are going to be a lot worse. I also think that the LA Rams are going to be a lot worse. On the other side of that, I think the Green Bay Packers are going to be a lot better. I think the Atlanta Falcons are going to be a lot better. I think the Seattle Seahawks are going to be a lot better. I think the Denver Broncos are going to be a lot better. I think that the New York Jets are going to be a lot better. Now, just going to make this simple because honestly, season starting soon, like 2 hours from now, I got things to do. New England's going to win the AFC East. They're going to win 11 games again. So, I mean, after that, well, Jets are supposed to come close to them by winning like 9 games. The New York Jets, let me tell you something about the Jets. It's a team that there's so many holes on. Their floor is like 6 wins. Their ceiling is like 9 if everything breaks right. I'm not really that high on them. 9 wins isn't going to get you into a wild card position. It's just not. This is going to be one of the years where you got to win 10 games to make the playoffs. 9 wins isn't bad, but, I mean, they got guys like you and me playing cornerback. Guys like me and you rushing the passer. Guys like me and you playing offensive line. So, if everything breaks right for them, that's a 9-win football team. So, that division's handled. Miami and Buffalo, I mean, Miami's going to be picking first overall. Like, they're going to be going out to the clubs in Miami. They're tanking. They really don't give a single fuck. Buffalo, meh. They're boring to me. Yeah, they got a great defense. You know, Josh Allen's their quarterback. They got an oversized running back at quarterback. AFC North, Jesus. Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cleveland. They might have 3 playoff teams out of that division. Straight up. It's probably going to end up being 2 with Pittsburgh and Baltimore. But it could be 3. I like Pittsburgh to win the division. Baltimore's going to be in a wild card spot. Cincinnati is going to be picking awfully high in the draft. And Cleveland, I'm not as high as everybody else is on Cleveland. I think there's a lot of ego there. There's only one football to go around for all those weapons. I also think that Baker Mayfield, while he's a great leader, I think there's better way to go about things than he does. Indianapolis, sorry for your loss. Andrew Luck, Statabono. Titans, I mean, whatever, they win 8-9 games every year, who cares? Jaguars, the Jaguars with Big Dick Nick, not Mataloni, you know, Big Dick Nick Foles, that's who they got. Them and the Texans going to be battling out for that division. I give the edge to the Jaguars. I like the Jaguars to win that division. Kansas City, like I said before, I see them going to the Super Bowl. Chargers are going to be in the wild card contention. You go over to the NFC. Giants, Minka, nope. Washington, no. Dallas, wildcard team, Philly division winner. Green Bay, my Super Bowl pick, winning the division. Minnesota, nah, you're garbage this year. Detroit, even worse. Chicago, could be a wildcard team. I think they're winning 8 games this year. NFC South, New Orleans, you take a step back. Looking at an 8-9-1 team in my eyes. Division got a lot better. I like Atlanta to win the division. Carolina's going to be good. Tampa Bay's going to be better. It's a lot tougher for New Orleans than the bounty hunters out there. Then you go to the West. You got the Seahawks who are picking to win the division. The Rams are going to regress. Niners don't impress me. Cardinals are actual dog shit. Like, really, really bad. Now, here's why. Here is why. If you're a Giants fan, you cannot be mad about this season. Because by week 10, Daniel Jones is going to be starting. And that's all he wants. Enough of seeing Eli's stupid fucking face on the sidelines between commercial breaks, confused if he doesn't understand what the fuck the play call is. Eli, you're going to go into the Hall of Fame with 2 rings. So there you have it. Cugines and Cuginas. Those are my predictions. It's what I think is going to happen. Like I said, maybe 1% of those things will come true. But this is why I do this. I take pride in what I do. I take pride in my work. Because this is not easy. I'll just say that to you right now. Even to come up to speak on this for 20 minutes. And try and sound as intellectually correct as I can. And by trying not to go off tangent either. Because there's a lot of things that just piss me off with the NFL. And certain players and certain things that go on. I'm not going to get into that. That's what I had for you. Like it, don't like it. Do you think I'm a fucking retard? You think I'm a genius? Nobody's going to think I'm a genius besides myself. Let me know. Just a recap. Packers, Chiefs, Super Bowl. Dolphins, worst team in the league. Giants are going to win 5 games. Jets will win 9. I'm waiting for Tom Brady to retire. I'm still waiting for Tom Brady to retire. Did I mention I'm waiting for Tom Brady to retire? Fucking hey. When this guy retires, I'm going to Vegas. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to celebrate for 72 hours in Vegas. To celebrate the amount of years that this guy has made my life a living hell. Every single Sunday. For 5 months out of the year. And now this guy's on Twitter too. Like, and he's funny on Twitter. Like, I'm supposed to hate you. And like, you're being a clown. Like, you kiss your kids. Go do that. Stop tweeting. Get out of here. For the MLB, New York Yankees, I'll see you late October. Canyon of Heroes with the trophy over the LA Dodgers. Thank you for listening. If you've gotten this far, I'll be back next Thursday. The Thursday after that and that. For about the next 4 months. For now, it's just going to be football and baseball. Then we get around to the NBA. And other things. It's going to get a lot better as we go on. There's more things to talk about. Right now, it's kind of hard. Because you're just making predictions. And honestly, between you and me, a lot of you might not give a fuck about what I have to say. But I give a fuck about what I have to say. That's why it's my fucking show. And I put it out. And you clicked on this to listen. So, not to sound like Dave Chappelle, but That's the truth. Thank you very much for your continued support. I'm trying to get sponsorships. I'm going back and forth. I'm going to need a little uptick in listeners if I want that to come true. Thank you again for your support. I'll be back here next week. Salute.